comes the sun, do-do. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Hello, you're listening to Anything to Declare with Libby and Joey. That was Here Comes the Sun with the Beatles, because today we're off to sunny Spain. We're joined by a couple of pals in the studio. We've got Eddie and Megan in the departure lounge.
Hi.
So, yeah, you guys, I think we're in different parts of Spain. So just give us a little chat about where you were, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Eddie. I was in Valencia last year on my year abroad. I was actually having a year working as opposed to studying or teaching. And Megan?
Hi, I'm Megan. I was in Barcelona for the year doing a business course, actually at a French business school that has a campus in Spain. We basically somehow wangled away onto some master's business course for the year, which was interesting.
So that means that you weren't actually studying Spanish, you were just doing...
No, unlike Eddie, I've actually never done any Spanish in my life.
Wow.
But I did this course in Salamanca before, and then we tried an intensive Spanish course, and we learnt, you know, the basic what's in your pencil case and what's your favourite colour. Always good chat up lines. So we knew the basics, and to be honest, everyone speaks Catalan anyway, so it was English from day one. But you could do all your classes in English or Spanish, so it was fine.
Hey, that's really cool. I didn't realise, because we, obviously, Joe and I were studying in an English-speaking country, because we don't speak languages.
Thank God, because French Canadians aren't the nicest people in the world, are they?
Yeah, whereas I study Spanish as my degree, so I was actually out there to like improve my Spanish.
We didn't want to put you on the spot or anything, but has it improved?
It's improved, yeah.
Yeah.
Ha mejorado bastante.
Hello!
In the house!
Okay.
Stop. But Megan did. Megan threw herself into it. Like, she
I did try.
She really tried. All I saw on you know, the older social media was that you were getting down in Spain. And
yeah, actually, really good.
No, yeah, we had some good Spanish conversations.
Oh, yeah, completely. Well, the thing is, for For people who don't know, Valencia and Barcelona are both on the east coast of Spain. Barcelona's northeast and Valencia's on the east. And so we went down to visit each other and up and down quite a lot.
Yeah, we'd hop the BlaBlaCar on a Friday night and did a 4-hour journey with four complete weirdos. I'm fearful for your life the whole time.
Yeah. And they're here today. What about living conditions? So I know that you've hopped around a bit, Megan. I actually would like to publicly apologise to Megan because I introduced her to a friend of mine and thought they'd get on well. And they did get on well, but he ended up being just the most annoying man in Barcelona.
We had our ups and downs. We had a great month together. And then we parted ways. No, I actually moved 4 times in my year. Whoa. Basically, a contract in Spain is like writing your name on the back of a McDonald's receipt, which goes in the bin very quickly. And if the landlord decides you're out, then you are out. So I moved in every area, in every type of flat. I lived with Spanish people. I lived with elderly men who had very questionable relationships. I lived in halls. We lived in hostels. We just packed up our bags.
They weren't exactly halls. It had like an on-the-roof swimming pool.
Yeah, we did have a pool on the roof. And I lived with 800 Americans at one point. Basically, my parents got so pissed off about the continual moving that they decided to punish me and put me in a residencia, which I rocked up to my room of 800 Americans, 5 rooftop pools, and an ensuite bathroom, so
can't complain.
Yeah, we couldn't complain. And Eddie stayed many a time.
I stayed many a time. Yeah, it was a little bit better than Boddington.
It was.
That's a lie. Right, we're gonna hit a song before we go on to nightlife.
Cool.
Because you guys are raring to go. Mm-hmm. We've got the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Zephyr song. So see you in a bit.
Coming down on
So that was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Joey's favourite band, apparently.
I tried to make a very tenuous link between Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chili Spain. Nice. Right, so now we're going to talk about food. Food in Spain.
You're listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby.
Yeah, you are. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, guys, food, any highlights, any lowlights?
Well, in Valencia is quite famous for its paella or paella. Mm.
Isn't that just Spain, though?
And, well, it is Spain, but it's kind of.
No, he claims
Valencia.
It's best in Valencia.
It's best, yeah. And I'll tell you why, because it has snails and rabbit.
Ooh,
in it. That's what it is. It's
tasty.
Snail and rabbit paella, and it's delicious. It's really good. Although, yeah. I'm not a big fan of fiddling with the old snails. But no, it's delicious, and it's really cheap out there. So you've got you
it go, so
get
cheap.
A nice paella on a Saturday, go to the beach, lie out there, have a couple of cervezas.
The thing I find about food, if anyone who knows me, I quite like being on time. And you say to someone, let's go for dinner at 8, that means 10.
Yeah.
And you know, absolutely. You think maybe it'll be done in an hour. Mm-mm. Dinner's till about 1:30.
Yeah.
And so you can't have your own meal. It's like everyone has everyone else's sharing.
It's always tapas.
Yeah, always tapas. Always so cheap. A plate, it's like €2, €3.
Yeah, really, really like. But they have this whole thing in, you know, Spanish culture where they all chat and they all like get really passionate about their conversation. And there's something in Valencia called sobremesa, which is like over the table, which is when you have lunch and it goes on so long, you just carry it on till dinner and you all just sit at the same table. And that literally happens every weekend.
And people go and on their lunch break, well, siesta time, which is like 2 till 4. And you'll literally see, you're like, doctors having a nice bottle of wine in the sun, a 3-hour boozy lunch, shall we go back? Nah, we'll do it later. It just, it's very casual.
Yeah, it was. And but Barcelona's a bit different because you can get caught out, can't you? On like more touristy sort of restaurants, or is that not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can easily be roped into the worst calamari of life that's bought in Iceland. not great. And the other thing about restaurants is, people come up to you and steal your phone all the time if you're not looking.
Yes.
And your bag and your keys. Everything.
We do want to talk about safety because obviously it's a big part of lifestyle. Obviously Canada may or may not be the safest country in the world because everybody's too nice. But in Spain, you know, where's the main...
I'm happy to say that after I lost 4 phones, everyone was a bit like, Megan, you're such an idiot. Why have you done this? But when Eddie came, he lost his 2.
I did.
And also when Ellie Taylor came, she lost hers as well. So it's not just me, it is Spain. And you have to really commend the thieves. Like, they're amazing at pickpocketing. Mm. They're really good at getting in your bag and not realising. Like, they just do it so slyly. The kids get involved.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's a bit of a team effort, isn't it? Definitely.
They'll distract you one way, bam, iPhone, see you later.
I remember when we went to El Road, I was wearing a backpack, and Megan asked me to put her camera in my bag in the front pocket. I was sort of wearing it on the front, and still someone got in and nicked it.
Yeah,
during
it's crazy. Yeah, and on one night I was at a restaurant, and in my bag, no, my phone was in my bag, zipped up. Lo and behold, 2 guys stole it. I was chatting to them like, "Oh, new friends? No, just thieves." Funnily enough, I got a Snapchat off that phone 2 weeks ago of 2 Spanish kids wearing a Madrid shirt. No. You know, I love Snapchat. I'm staring like, "Oh my god, it's my phone in Spain." So all 9 phones still live on.
That's ridiculous. I should say actually, this could be just you though, Megan, because I woke up the other day about 3 days ago and Megan's iPhone was actually in my toilet.
What? I did see this.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know if it's about you or Spain.
Gadgets and me, we don't go hand in hand. But legit, Spain safety issues, they are amazing at stealing. They train the kids. They're trained professionals, you know. No one, it's not everyone can do it.
It's true, it is impressive.
You guys mentioned El Row, and I know I've heard it a few times. What is that, and what's it about?
I'm actually going on Saturday to El
Row. No way, what, in Barcelona?
In Barcelona, I'm flying tomorrow morning.
Wow!
They say El Row is a 12-hour carnival of mayhem.
It is. I'd say the way I would describe it is when I went to visit Megan and went to El Row, I walked up to the door and there was a man in a full doctor's outfit with a live chicken under his arm. And he was, "Bienvenido a la Estrella!" Which was just mad. That was kind of the time of the evening, I think.
Basically, you dance with midgets on stilts, gorillas, there's acrobats flying across. Every 4 to 5 minutes, they spray you with Larlos. 6 DJs, open air arena, you go at 12, you can't leave until 12. Mm-hmm. They give out watermelon in case you get a bit dehydrated at times.
Sounds amazing.
And if you get the chance, you need to go. It's phenomenal. Anyone who came out to visit us generally won't.
I'd say, the night I left in Barcelona was absolutely mad. We went to Picnic Electronic, which is another sort of similar El Row thing, on Montjuïc, which is this big mountain. And then afterwards went to El Row, so it's sort of a 20-hour dancing marathon.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about nightlife after a song. We've got Oasis and Live Forever because we don't know why. And here we go.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got and grows, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just want to fly, want to live but don't want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe.
So you're listening to Anything to Declare with Libby and Joey, and that was Oasis for no apparent reason. So you guys are talking about how late you eat and how long that goes on. So what does that mean for going out afterwards in Spain?
Basically, it starts, so you have dinner around 10, 11pm, and then you kind of get ready for the club, and then head out around 2.
Ready for the club!
Does that involve putting on your makeup, Eddie, doing your hair?
Guilty! Yeah, it's quite like relaxed going out.
So chill. Pre-drinks is like 1 till 2. I remember on the first night I started pre-drinking at 8 and then at 10 I was like, whoa, where are we going? Then they were like, we're going at 2.
Well, that's thing, you have to adjust to that. You can't start drinking at like 5, 6.
You need to sleep really. Well, that's why 8 till 10 and then dinner. The club's all shut at 7, like in Barcelona. They shut them out really late.
And all the Spaniards all stay out that late as well, don't they?
So yeah.
You've got to always. Really. That's why the siesta thing comes into action.
It's because uni starts later. Like, we wouldn't go to. First class would be like 11. And then last class was sometimes 9:10.
Mm. We had some late ones too, yeah. didn't we?
But it was so different from Canada, because in Canada you had to get to the club by 10, I'd say.
The lineups were mad.
They did that whole thing which was like, we're going to line you up to make it look like it's really, really fun in here. Even though, and when you get in after 15 freezing minutes in the like actually hours sometimes.
It makes no sense.
Minus 40.
Yeah.
You get in and it's.
Frostnip.
And it's. Like empty. Sorry, I almost saw that. This is so passionate about it. But it's empty, and you get in, you're like, this is gonna be great. It's packed out way. And then you get in, and it's you and her, and that's it.
Just us together.
Well, that's the thing in Spain. You get there at about 3 a.m. in the morning, and it's empty, and you're like, we picked the wrong night. And then you start leaving around 4, and it's everyone just starts coming in then.
What's really strange as well is when you buy a bottle of wine before, it's like 1 euro, 2 euro, and then when you get in, it's like 15 euros for one drink.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ridiculous. I know.
But no, so fun.
Yeah, and then I mean the nightlife's very different between Valencia and Barcelona. But so I'd go up just to let my hair down in Barcelona occasionally.
Let your hair down.
I'd come to see some culture.
Should come see
in
a
Valencia.
Bit of culture down in BLC. And yeah, I mean there's so much to see in both cities.
So. In terms of sights and stuff, what was your favourite? I mean, I know the Sagrada Familia is big in Barcelona. I've been to Sonar 2 years in a row, and which is a festival in Barcelona for the week, and neither time did I manage to make it to any sites. Made it to the beach like a couple of days, but most of it was just like festering in the apartment and waiting to go out again. Because I'm a legend!
I mean, whenever I went to Barca to visit Megan, she would always have quite a good like tour of all
we
the sites.
We had a pre-planned
tour. It was a pre-planned tour, which was so sick. And there's a place called the Bunkers, right?
It's basically a secret war bunker at the top of one of the mountains that no one really knows about. And you walk up, it's like a 30-minute walk, and the views are just phenomenal.
Yeah, no. Gorgeous.
And Eddie would come and stand naked, and you know, just let it all out, face the city, take it in.
What a treat! For
pop a little Johnson on.
There's a few crying kids. pop a little Johnson on. Whereas in Valencia, it's more we have, basically running through the centre of Valencia is a riverbed that's was kind of dried out in the 1950s, and now it's a big park, like a 10-kilometer park, and it's just like really nice for running. It has football pitches, a couple of bars.
Yeah, and what's
really
the amazing
nice.
Building in the middle of it?
That's like the City of Arts and Sciences. Yeah. It looks like a kind of giant Darth Vader helmet. And
it's
it, yeah,
great. We should all go.
Really yeah, definitely cool. Go check it out. It's very futuristic. And George Clooney was recently filming there, actually.
Interestingly,
big Clunes.
Also, if you come to Barca, you've got to go to all of the Gaudi, the Picasso.
Yeah, for sure.
You went to the maze as well, didn't you?
Yeah, the maze outside. Where was that? Yeah, there's a nice, a cool maze outside of town, which was wicked. Where else in Barca?
Basically, Gaudi just had free rein to do what he wanted before he got hit by a tram. Unfortunately, and he just splattered the whole city with mad artwork.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cool, he got his inspiration really cool. from Spy Kids, though, didn't he?
Yeah. I said to Eddie when we were on the beach, like, do you not think that Gaudi's copied Spy Kids Castle? It looks like freakishly similar.
Strangely similar. But no, a tip about that is that the Parc Güell, you have to pay now, like 20 euros.
Yeah.
So the Bunkers is like a free alternative and
definitely
much better.
That's so good. So good to know these underground things.
Yep.
So, guys, what we. Really, this is what it's coming down to is do you guys have anything to declare?
If we just want to give a briefing, anything to declare, is it an embarrassing story or something you kind of want to leave at the border, so to say? I know that Megan's thought of one, but give Eddie some time. Megan, step forward, please.
My declaration. I have to admit, when I was in Spain, I was a bit of a Tinder user. Obviously to improve my Spanish. My tagline was Scottish economist looking to learn the language. And I actually did meet up with Enzo a few times. Obviously all I could ask him was, what's your favourite weather? And do you write with a pen or a pencil? So after a few dates to the old Ramblas and... Here's a place we always used to go. And then the Plaza Real.
Okay.
We we parted ways, and I found out he was actually 30 and had a child. So Enzo, if you're listening,
that's Tinder for I'm you. Not the, happy. The dark side of Tinder.
You lied. Your profile was fake.
How about you, Ed?
Yeah, sort of similar sort of theme, really. Met up with a Spanish girl in Fia Montaditos.
That sounds really romantic.
It's sort of like the Spanish McDonald's, really. So I wouldn't get too over yourselves. I like to treat my ladies nice. And so, yeah, took her there. And she was like this real hippie, like cool. She had loads of piercings and stuff, which is obviously really intimidating to me. So took her there, and she was like, I bought her like a 50 cent sandwich. That's as far as my budget stretched. And we went outside, and she started, you know, rolling a cigarette. I don't think it was all cigarette, if you catch my drift. So she starts sort of smoking away, like, do you want some? And obviously I had to look cool and like fit in and stuff. So I was like, yeah, no biggie. Swing it over. And we're sort of just jamming, having a couple of drinks. But then my Spanish, like, completely left my mind, and I just couldn't speak. And I'd been pretending that I was really fluent, but then I just couldn't say anything. So I sort of started just like, going like and like mumbling weird English Spanish.
Freak.
Anyway, didn't call me back, so
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. Those stories are great. Mm-hmm. You guys are listening to Anything to Declare with Libby and Joey, and we will see you next week, where we are going to
who knows, mystery destination.
Definitely a mystery destination. Right, see you soon.
I don't know, you just come along.
It's from my life.
Lips like they be singing sexed up strawberry songs.
Just from my life.
Never heard it coming, thought it's just another woman with a shotgun in her hand.
From my life.
She's a bass, she's a beat, she's a rhythm, she's the band.
Just from my life.
And the girl is so fine, but she wanna scream hallelujah. And I never had the warning when I woke up in the morning with my sunshine on a drip. But she's my rock, she's my bud, she's the key to she's a trip. And the girl, so fine, makes you wanna scream hallelujah. She gets me funny. She doesn't want none of my money, so I pour it over her like gasoline.